Will we hold him?
Huh? Gimel? I'm saying, where's the that's what the test is up to? What was the test on? Huh? Okay, we left off still with the difficulty trying to understand what was the cheshbon of Yehovah ben Avot to make the Igle Hazov. He's already trying to dissuade Klal Yisrael from being Oyel Regel. Everybody knows the Igle Zov was a terrible thing, terrible chet. Everybody knows it. Okay? So L'chayr, if he's trying to confuse Klal Yisrael, he should have picked something else. Pick a statue of Moshe Rabbeinu. Should have come up with some better idea. You go over a kid a 5-year-old, they'll tell you an eagle is a bad thing. What's your Rav Ben Avot thinking? He's trying to connive Klal Yisrael, and he uses something which everybody knows is narishkeit, eagle's up. Even you go to a conservative shul, a reform shul, reconstruction shul, they're not going to have an eagle zov. They're not going to have eagle zov. Because everybody knows, tzedukim know, biblical people, everybody knows, eagle's the chashrek l'chazach. Why would you, Rav Ben Avot, pick eagle zov? That was a problem. That we didn't get back to. So I want to tie that into the end of the perek. Perek says, Yas, Yeravim, another Pella on Yeravim Ben Avot. L'chaira, if Yeravim Ben Avot, how do you think the conservative movement started? Reform movement started? You think they one day they woke up and they said, you don't have to keep Shabbos, you don't have to keep Kashrus, Taras and Mishpach? Of course not. They chipped away little things. Little things. Do you know that the Maskilim, when they started, they moved the Bima over. They took the beamer from the middle of the room, they moved it. Little things. They did little things. Why? Because the more it looks real, the more people accept it. Somebody's going to wake up today and say, Chazer is mutter, don't throw him out on his head. Somebody gets saying, says, Chol of Yisrael, Chol of Akam, it's okay. Ah, oh, sure, that's not so bad. It's only Chol of Akam. Not so bad. Especially powdered milk. Zichen. Right? It's even like a tchila. If I catch somebody's machman powdered milk binyamin, his mom is an oisvo. Took a lot of pikoyas. Hershey's. I mean, Hershey's. Duch. Somebody's machman on Hershey's is mevatel the Yerushalmi in Kedusha. Chayiv Odom, a person's going to give a din v'cheshbon, everything he saw that he could have benefited, he didn't benefit. Kona Stamol got the Hershey bar, Hershey chocolate bar. No? Hershey. Haagen-Dazs, man. Pinyom, you ever had a Haagen-Dazs? I'm all going to have to Haagen-Dazs. Huh? Oh, you mean it was once was kosher? Yeah, it was Pinyom and Gezacht. You know what he just said? So it's not kosher anymore. It's not kosher anymore. It was always Chol of Chazir and it's Vaita Chol of Chazir. Anyway, I didn't mean that chas v'shalom. But as that's the mahalach. The mahalach is you make something that it should look like the real thing. It should look right. It should look right. That's the way we work. It should look right. So number one, your Rav Ben Avot makes iglei zov. Number one. Number two, you would think he'd keep kohanim. Let's make it look a little real. Right? If I, chas v'sholom, was Yeravim Ben Avot, I was trying to convince Klal Yisrael not to be Ole Regel, I would make a replica of the Beis HaMikdash. I would make Kohanim, Bigdei Kohuna. I would do everything real. It should look like it's the real thing. Not fake. It should look real. I don't know if you've ever seen the faked film. For years they were selling fake tefillin, officially, plastic tefillin, man-made material. I remember Chatzkel Horowitz, Seich Tzadik Levracha, he told me he was once in a bookstore, in a Jewish bookstore, and a conservative lady was coming with her grandson, Drashi. She was buying Drashi his tefillin for his bar mitzvah. Shui, don't worry, it's not you. And she's coming with Drashi to buy him a tefillin. So Chatzkel Horowitz told me, he said, she went in, and she bought like this. She bought a pair of tefillin. The sefer gave her a beautiful pair of tefillin. Black, shiny, beautiful. It's beautiful with the tzuris. With a talis, talit, came along with the tefillin. With a silver clamp to hold the two sides of the talis together. Agan se bar mitzvah bacha. Maybe it even came with the bar mitzvah speech. Everything. He said the whole package was $25. The ganze package, the tefillin, the talis, with the silver coat. The whole thing was $25. And the cheap grandmother was bargaining. She said, come on, I was telling him, he's going to use it one time. Is it $25? Can't do it for $18. Chai. But it looked real. You try to make it look real. I mean, you make it look real. So he does Egel Zohar. Then what's the next thing he does? Vayas Yerovam Benevot Kohanim Miktoisom Asher Lehoyum Ibnei Levi. He doesn't use Levium. Doesn't use Levium. Why not use Levium? Would it make more sense to use Levium? So I'm going to share with you here Meir Dika Chazal. The Meir Dika Chazal. And this ties also into the Yerushalmi. So far we have two pleas. Number one, Yerovam ben Nevot, instead of trying to make some... the Gemara explains why he didn't want us to be Eile Regel. We're going to go to Beis HaMikdash. We're going to see over there Rechavam ben Shlomi sitting, because he's from the Malchus Beis David. And we'll see Yerovam ben Nevot standing. It's not going to look good for him. It's going to make people think he's not a real king. That was his... He didn't want people to go to Beis HaMikdash. Fine. So, number one, he makes eagles of. Why does he make eagles of? Make a Sefer Torah, make a statue of Moshe Rabbeinu, make it look real. Number one. Number two, what's the second thing he does? He goes ahead and he makes that the Kohanim should not be Kohanim. He takes Yisraelim, he makes them Kohanim. That's number two. Number three, at least keep the holiday the right time. Because Maneinu Nebuch, we should know from it. There are families, mixed families, where they keep Chanukah and Chatzmach. It's all together in one. They have what they call a Chanukah bush. Yeah. They mix the whole thing in one big cholent, right? But they do it on Chanukah. They do it on Chanukah, right? They're not going to do it in April. They do it at Chanukah time. So what does Yerov ben Nevot do? He's Mevatel Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Pasuk says, if you look at the Pasuk by us, Pasuk state, Vayas Chog Levnei Yisrael, Vachodesh HaShabodo Meliboy. Say Chazal, Yerushalmi and Avodah Zarah, Av Shabosos V'yamim Tovim Bodo Yerovo Meliboy. He made his own holiday. What's with this guy? I don't understand what's going on. He's trying to fool us. So make it look real. Everything is fake. Dig Lezor, fake number one. Nishkehanim, fake number two. Wrong day, wrong holiday. What's he doing? What in the world is he doing? This is a pella. I'm a shapella. So Shilas, what's going on here? So I'll tell you what you could say here to be metaritz this Yisoid. Chazal give us at least one teretz to one of my questions. And that really we could use to answer all the questions. And so you say, God, I don't know if the Olam remembers, it's Tom Alexander remembers, it's from your days. You remember how Rus was Zoichem? Eglon Melech Moav had Rus, right? She came from Eglon Melech Moav. You remember what he did to be Zoichem? Why was he Zoichem to have a granddaughter like Rus? You remember all that? Huh? Oh! That's what I want. He stood up for the Navi. The Navi came, and he stood up. He stood up for the Navi. So we asked the Kasha, Alexander, you remember the Kasha? Standing up for Navi, is going to get a Hinnikul Rus? What's going on here? For standing up for Navi, Teretz Avadarat. Avada Rus came because Rus herself, she gets the credit. Rus gets the credit, not Eglon Melech Moav. So Eglon Melech Moav, he stood up for the Navi, that's it. Nah. Chazal are telling us a much deeper thing. They're telling us, but how did Rus develop into Rus? She had to have something in the genes. Something went right in the genes. Now, you remember the story I've told you many times of Chazon Ish. One of the most chosh of Eden who got involved in Kira V'choikim, his name was Moshe Hyman. He was an Enoch of Mamish and Apikoris, one of these secular Zionists who worked for the government of David Ben-Gurion, the Minister of Education. Professor Ilan, his grandson is one of the biggest Rosh Hashivas in Makar V'choikim. You know what happened? His grandmother, he said the mice himself. He said his grandmother, she used to light candles every Friday night. She wasn't from, she didn't keep kashrus, she lit Neir Shabbos every Friday night. And you know, after her lady benches left, she davened for her children. So she davened to all her eniklach, should one day grow up to be like David Ben-Gurion. David Ben-Gurion. In her mind, that was the biggest, most respected Jew. David Ben-Gurion, during the time where the government was trying to draft the woman into the army, and the Chazon Ish fought very strongly against it, David Ben-Gurion went to visit the Chazon Ish. That's a whole story on its own, it's not for now. Chazon Ish spoke to him. And that meeting of the Chazon Ish really accomplished unbelievable things. When David Ben-Gurion left the Chazon Ish, he was so amazed by the Chazon Ish that he told this minister of his, today I met a malach. I met an angel from Shemaim today. Chazon Ish. The guy was very impressed. David Ben-Gurion. So he was Machshav Chazon Ish because David Ben-Gurion. David Ben-Gurion said on him, wow. He went home, this guy went home, he told his Rebbetzin, that Jew in Bnei Brak, the Chazon Ish, David Ben-Gurion met him and he said he's a malach. She said, you know what? From now on Friday night, I'm going to daven my children, grandchildren, they should be like the Chazon Ish. Zokter Moshe, that's how I became. My grandmother's tefillahs. She changed the tefillahs. Otherwise, I would look more like David Ben-Gurion. She changed the tefillah. Now, what is it? It's the same thing what I'm telling you. It's not only a schus. It creates, when a person does something, it's not just for now. It affects generations. So when Eglon Melech Moav stood up for the Navi, his family saw that. His family saw, made an effect on them. Oh, a Navi. Eglon Melech Moav stood up for him. Lahavdul, Chas v'shalom, to compare David Ben-Gurion to Eglon Melech Moav. David Ben-Gurion did a lot of good things in his life also. Right? Maybe he wasn't the Shem Torah like he should be, but he did good things. He wasn't Eglon Melech Moav. But David Ben-Gurion saw the Chazon Ish, made an impression on him. And now made an impression on him, now made an impression on the people around him. Those are the pshat. That's the pshat. Now I'll tell you what the Yerushalmi says. The Yerushalmi says, you know why? Do you know why Yerovam ben Nevat? Why did Yerovam ben Nevat not use Kehanim? You know what the Yerushalmi says? Listen to Alosh and Yerushalmi. Says the Yerushalmi, why didn't he use Kehanim? Says the Yerushalmi, B'nei Levi loy avdu avodah zarah me'olam. The B'nai Levi, they refused to worship Avodah Zarah. That's it. And therefore, Gorash Oysom Yerovam V'Hochu Kulam El Shevet Yehuda. B'nai Levi, but listen to this, from Chazal's Mashma, that B'nai Levi would have joined Yerovam Ben Avot. They would have joined him, because they weren't from Shevet Yehuda. The Malchus was broken up, Shevet Yehuda and the other Shvatim. So B'nai Levi really weren't going to join Rechavam ben Shlomo. But they refused to worship Avodah Zarah. They refused to worship Avodah Zarah. You know what Yerovam ben Avot, he was stuck. You know what he did? He threw them out. As much as he wanted to have them, he was stuck. He couldn't get these guys to worship Avodah Zarah. He threw them out, and they became part of Yehuda. Boshtet and Chazal. I don't know if you see what's behind this Chazal. When the Egel Azov was brought then in the Midbar, it didn't just affect them, it affected all the generations to come. You hear what I'm saying? All the generations. And Memela, when Yerovam and Avot got up, it was easier for him to make Klal Yisrael gravitate the eagles of because of what their fathers did. That's why he used the eagles of. As much as we should have known better, once in the Midbar there was a chet of the eagle Azov, which Klal Yisrael was responsible for. Some of us worshipped it. Some of us weren't moicha. We didn't object. We let it happen. It was easier for Yerovam ben Avot to get us to worship Iglesias. But he had a problem. Shevet Levi. You know why Shevet Levi? Shevet Levi, then and there, they refused to be involved with the Egel. Their grandchildren couldn't be convinced. What a Musa Haskell. Do you know Rav Shimon Schwab, Zecher Tzadik Levracha? He spent the Shabbos with the Chofetz Chaim. Famous. He wrote a whole piece just on that Shabbos. He says, you know, it doesn't sound like the Chofetz Chaim, but this is what Shimon Schwab said, the Chofetz Chaim told him. As Shabbos came to an end, you know, you spend Shabbos with the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim. You see a lot of big things. At the end of Shabbos, Chofetz Chaim turns to Shimon Schwab, he says, you know, are you a Kohen? No. You're a Levi? No. I'm Shimon Schwab. He says, you know what my name is, right? I'm a Bishrol Meir HaKohen. I'm a Kohen. You know that. That doesn't sound Chofetz Chaim style, right? That doesn't fit the art scroll book. I'm a Kohen. Sure, we could also tell us, I'm a Kohen. So maybe we could make fun of him, but he's still a Kohen. I'm a Kohen! Chofetz Chaim told him, he kept on stalking him. He said, it's a Kohen. You know, soon in our days, there'll be a Beis HaMikdash. And you know, it's going to be a beautiful Beis HaMikdash. They can bring Kabbalahs, you know? Chofetz Chaim tells him, guess what? I'm going to be able to do Avodah there. Yeah. And you, it's just a plain Yisrael. You're not going to be able to do Avodah. This didn't fit the rest of Shabbos. This was like a new Chofetz Chaim emerging. He tells him, do you know why? I'll tell you why. Because thousands of years ago, when Klal Yisrael nichshel in the Egel Azov, Moshe Rabbeinu got up and he said, "Mi LaShem Elai, who's going to go with me?" And my grandfather stood on line there. And you know what? Your grandfather said, "Forget it. That's why I'm a Kohen, you know." He helped Maritz. Generations later, what was the Chofetz Chaim? Chofetz Chaim was the biggest honor. He's trying to tell him, when you do something, it doesn't affect you. It affects generations to come. Generations to come. My Zayde said, "Mi LaShem Elai." Look what I am today. Your Zayde said, "Nah. Nah." When it was a Shiloh to make a Savior here in Yeshiva, Purim 9, Alexander, I feel bad for you and the other Talmidim that weren't here Purim by night. I don't know if you heard about it. You walked in here, it was like Nila. Better than Nila. Nila's just davening. Learning's on a higher madrega than davening. Mamish Toilum was cooking and learning. And Binyamin was one of the Mila Hashem Elayichev. So Binyamin, you're going to have an Einikel. That's going to be a Godel Batera. And he's going to be a Godel Batera because his grandfather said, I'm doing this. That's what the Chofetz Chaim was saying. Chofetz Chaim was telling Rav Shimon Schwab, wasn't trying to say, hey, look at me and who are you? No. He was saying, what you do today can affect generations to come. All the Kohanim today that get up and they say, Asher Kiddushonu B'Kdushosu Shalari. Where'd they get it from? Because he was a grandfather up there that many years ago said, I'm enlisting, I'm online. Sign me up. That's the point. Avno Shiloh, all the Talmidim that we're here learning, steiging poor night. For Doris, it's going to be affected. Doris are going to be affected by it. Memele Yeravim ben Avadi couldn't get one Levi to join him. Because the Levium stood up then, they stood up again. They stood up again. Everything evolves. And that's what we learn from this whole Sipur. That when we make a Roshim here, it affects us, of course, but it can affect generations to come. And that was Yerov. No Kohanim, Igle Zohov. Shabbos! Shabbos makes Ashpo on you and your children and your grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And therefore, Yeravim ben Avot knew if he's going to keep the same Shabbos that our fathers kept, it will influence us. And we won't follow him. He had to make new Shabbos. Because if he's going to use a day that was already used for the positive, it's going to go against his whole plan. His whole master plan, Yeravim ben Avot, had to be to cut us off from the past. And therefore, he couldn't even use the same Shabbos. If he would have used the same Shabbos, he wouldn't have been Matzliach. And Rabbi Sai, if you think about this before you do anything, you have a different life. Most people, when they do something, they look at it, it's just for the moment. You know, I was just talking to somebody last night, by Sheva Brachas. I could say who it is. It's fine. A Musa Haskell, you could say. It was Eli Rubin. Where's Chaim? Chaim's not here now. Okay. So tell Chaim, we said, Eli Rubin, we were schmoozing. He's talking to me about, you know, when you get a text or an email you send back. So he told me something. He said, you know, somebody sent me an email, says I was upset. And I was going to send them back, you know, Misha Berach. Not exactly Misha Berach, but another, you know, another Nusach. He says, then I was thinking, I'm upset. Upset. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to wait. I told him, I said, this is what I always tell the Talmidim. When you're upset, hold yourself back. Don't do. Anything you're going to do when you're upset, you're going to have charat. Don't do anything. Today, because there's instantaneous messaging, it's terrible. Terrible. You know why? Because you send me a message if I'm upset, right? Normally, if I'm upset, I have to take out my phone. The olden days, I'm all excited. Not, I didn't even have a phone in my pocket. I had to go find the phone. Okay. And that already was a chiddush. I don't know if you guys remember the old public phones. It's before your days. But you used to have to go to a public phone and get a quarter. No quarter. It used to be a dime. I actually remember when it was a nickel. Okay. So Lamaise, if somebody got me upset, I couldn't run and yell at them now. I had to first, at the very least, I had to get a nickel and find the phone. By the time that happens, I'm already, I cool down a little bit. I cool down a little bit. Today, a guy sends you a message, you don't like it. Before you get a chance to think whether you're a half human being or you're an animal, and you react like an animal, because if you look in the garbage pails, if one cat pulls something away from another cat, especially in Eretz Yisrael, you can see a lot of them, the other cat doesn't sit there and go, So how should I react? The cat acts like a behemoth. The cat reacts like a behemoth. Right? When you have time, you can think. But really, and that's for sure, Emes. Today, it's terrible that people respond like this immediate, without thinking, without any. It's terrible. But forgetting that. Imagine if a person would stop and think, you know, how is this going to affect my children? And I'll give you a quick dugma, and with this we'll end because it's very late. Quick dugma. You should know there are a lot of people that are addicts to different substances. Let's take a substance not so good for you, caffeine. I'd rather have a lot of caffeine. I'm sure I'll have seen the cup of coffee that I drink from. It's not a chazanishir. It's four cases of the chazanish. Yeah? And I could have three, four of those a day. It keeps me, you know, it keeps you pumping. But my sir, Baruch Hashem, I'm not addicted. But time, when there's a fast day, I don't have a problem. If I don't have it, I can manage. But there are people that are addicted. If they don't have that coffee, they have headaches and this withdrawal symptoms. My sister, they can't. They need that coffee. They go crazy. So, you have sometimes a woman, she's pregnant. She's pregnant. The doctor says, you know, for the baby, caffeine is not good. So you have this lady that for 20 years, she has her coffee. Whatever men, you know, everybody has their Nescafe, Folgers, this, that. That one is, she has her coffee. Starbucks number one. Every day. She can't survive without it. If you told her, you know, you can't have it today. I can't. But now she's pregnant. And now she goes, 1 second. This can affect my child. I'm not going to have a cup of coffee. What happened? You know what happened? Reyes Hanoilot. Literally. Now she's thinking, hey, when I have a cup of coffee, how's it going to affect my next dog? Oh. All of a sudden now she can control herself. And every pregnant woman, I'm talking about a bas das, I'm not talking about mishigoyim in the streets. Every pregnant woman, if the doctor would tell her, listen, if you take that, it's just no good. No good. She has new koiches. Why? Because she sees the effect. She chaps, you know, I'm having a cup of coffee, it's not just me. It's going to affect. That's a careful. And that's the way we have to look at everything we do. Roya Sanoilot. We are all like a pregnant woman. Because all of our actions have fruit, have effects for future births. And if we look at life that way, our actions will be completely different. We can rewrite the book because we won't do anything the same. Our hasmod is not the same. Our davening is not the same. Our chesed is not the same. Everything is different. If we look at it that way.